It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show, a show that provides solutions to challenges faced by businesses at different levels of growth. I'm your host, Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and industry practitioners. This morning's topic: I have a business but no clear financial records. Can I still get a loan? Comes from Arnold Zimba, an entrepreneur based within Lusaka. To discuss this topic, I have Mr. Hezron Musonda, the Chief Financial Officer at Bank of China. Good morning, Mr. Musonda, and thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Mr. Musonda, money is a big worry when you're a small business, and this pain should provide opportunities for lenders to provide loan facilities to small businesses. But few SMEs have succeeded in accessing finances for their business. A common reason I get for not lending to SMEs is a lack of financial records. This is an issue that Arnold is facing. Now, to get started with our discussion, Mr. Musonda, many people only get to know about financial reports or records at the point they are seeking financing. What are these financial records?
Well, the financial records that obviously an institution will request for depend on the kind of facility that the business is sort of seeking. So these could range from financial statements. Obviously, depending on the size of the business, they could be required that they should be audited financial statements. Or they could also include things such as cash flow forecasts. And these, obviously, it's always better if there's some sensitivity analysis which has been done, in that you are sort of forecasting the best case scenario, the best scenario, as well as the worst case scenario, so that the bank has got an appreciation of your prospects.
Okay, from your perspective as a lender working in the financial lending space, what is the relevance of financial reports to the decision to lend money to a small business?
Well, financial records are very important, especially to help the bank in making a decision, because as you may be aware, the bank's interest obviously will be on the recoverability of the facility. So do they have the capacity to repay the loan? Do they have business prospects that are going to assure the bank that these the particular SME will be able to repay? Because one thing that I realize is most people have the perception that having collateral is enough warranty for you to be able to be granted a loan. But that is not the fact, because obviously a bank is not in debt recovery business, but they are there to provide finance, and they're expecting that obviously are also going to show some goodwill by being able to repay according to the agreement. So what is important is obviously, even for the bank, the last thing that they'll consider is the desirability of your collateral. But what is important is your capability. You should be able to prove that you'll be able to repay. How do you prove that? Obviously, you've got to prove that by your financial records. In accounting, there's a common saying that what is not documented is not done. So if you are not able to provide the records, then how will a third party be able to believe that you've got the capacity to pay?
It's interesting that you say that, because many people actually complain that they cannot get loans from banks because they lack collateral, which is what they think that banks really look at, and not really their financial records or status, because they've probably seen a neighbor or a business colleague who's obtained a loan from the same bank because they've got an asset. So how would you dispel such misconceptions?
You see, collateral, obviously, even for the bank to touch your collateral, that's the last thing that they want to do, because it's quite expensive. In some cases, would lead to even legal suits and all those things for them to be able to recover. So it's too expensive even for the bank. So it's not about the collateral. It's about are you able to, do you have the capacity, do you have the capability to repay the loan? You notice that most banks, actually, they outsource debt recovery. Why? Because it's not part of their core business. Their core business is to provide finance to the financing needs of these companies. companies. So I think, well, it's been a long-term perception that people have, but collateral is the last.
So, Mr. Msonda, not to really put you on the spot here, but since you are representing all financial institutions, at least at today's discussion, does this mean that many entrepreneurs do not have the capacity to pay back loans? Because many actually complain. I've been to many events where SMEs are complaining about, you know, what banks not helping them get access to loans, even when they think they should. So are you telling me that many SMEs don't have the capacity to pay back loans?
Obviously, for us to have this conversation is because you've also noticed that most of these SMEs do not have proper financial records. It is possible to get a loan without clear financial records. But obviously, those are special cases. I'll give you an example. For cash flow based or transaction specific short-term loans, that one is possible. Let me give you an example for order financing or invoice discounting. Because this person already has an order, but all they are saying is that provide me with the financing for me to be able to meet this order. Then once I receive the money, then I'll be able to repay you. So what the bank would do, because this is transaction specific, so they will not need a lot of extra financial records for them to gain comfort. As long as they're able to ring fence the receivables that are going to come out of that particular transaction, then they are going to lend based on the merits of that particular transaction. So it also depends on the kind of facility. But if you are going to go for a long-term loan, then obviously that's a different story because you've got to prove your capability to be able to repay the loan. So that's a different topic altogether. And obviously the bank will need to be convinced through your financial records that you'll be able to repay.
Okay. Now, Arnold has a business, but he lacks clear financial records. Can you lend him money? If you are a financial institution, can you lend him money?
So, like I said, it would depend on what kind of a loan that he wants. If he's got particular cash flows that he's going to assign to me as basis for me to be able to provide that loan, obviously, then the bank will be able to provide. So, it depends on what kind of a facility. So, these things, it's not cast in stone. Banks also try to tailor their products to specific customer needs as well as specific transactions.
That makes a lot of sense. It all depends on what his needs or requirements are for that loan and whether he has the capacity, right, like you said?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, how can we get past lack of financial statements and focus on lending to viable businesses, even as we support the building of strong financial systems for SMEs? Now, Ezron, in 2009, at a launch of a bank, there was a new bank that was coming in Zambia. And at that launch, the then president, Mr. Rupia Banda, urged banks to be innovative in providing finances to SMEs. I would like to quote him. He said, "I similarly urge all commercial banks to move away from armchair banking to making credit available to deserving customers at affordable rates." End of quote. Now, Ezron, with the coming of cloud accounting softwares and any other softwares in so many other areas as well, not just accounting, surely it should be a piece of cake to trace the accuracy of a business financial statements or even to help small businesses record their business transactions at minimal cost and of benefit to both the lenders and the SMEs. And I personally actually think that, you know, issues of lack of financial statements should really be left in the past. We need to start embracing technology. How can we get past lack of financial statements and focus on lending to viable businesses, even as we support them in building strong financial systems?
I get your point, but I would also say in another way, I would ask the businesses themselves, how are you able to make any bank comfortable that you'll be able to repay? It is on that basis that I'm going to lend to you. I'm not going to just listen to what you're going to tell me. I'll need evidence. Right. And remember also, each bank has got credit policies that they've got to adhere to. And obviously, in terms of also some of these financing, right, some of the targeted kind of financing will come from investment banks, for example. I would give you an example, the investment banks such as the EIB that will provide financing through the local banks, which is targeted at the SMEs. But that kind of financing will come with preset conditions that will have to be met. So it's not about the banks wanting financial statements, I would say, but it's how are you able to prove to the bank that you'll be able to repay?
And isn't that information you can get even outside of financial reports?
Like I put it, it is you to convince me because you are coming to seek my services. So you are coming to me. what documentation do you have? Prove to me, whether you have financial statements, you don't have, but prove to me with the relevant evidence that you'll be able to repay. That's the focus of the bank.
You definitely sound very corporate and profit-minded. But I guess this is where we have, if you look at the life cycle of a business, this is where we have different funding models, if you like. So we have angel investors, we have venture capitalists, then we have financial institutions. And I think this is something that many people need to start understanding in terms of how to finance a business. And I do understand.
And I think I would also add on, I think also even in terms of the business promoters themselves, they need to acquire basic training on some of these financial issues. I'll give you an example. There's this training called Finance for Non-Finance Persons or Executives. You need to subscribe to such kind of training because it's going to sort of help you be sensitive to some of these the financial implications of the decisions that you make, as well as also provide you with just basic understanding of the financial management principles if you are going to stay obviously at the frontiers of this current business world. So financial education is also important. I can have the know-how in terms of how I've got to run my business, but I've also got to know the financial implications of some of these decisions that I'm making in the business, because it's out of that you'll be able to prove to the bank of your business prospects, that you understand the business risks, and you've also come up with mitigants in how you're going to manage those risks for you to be able to pay back the loans.
Okay. Ezra, I've also heard some financial institutions encourage their customers to take personal loans to finance their business needs. Is it advisable to get a personal loan to fund a business?
Well, it's hard to give a straightforward answer to this, but I would say yes and no. Yes, in that it's okay if, one, obviously you are eligible to get that personal loan. For example, there are some business promoters or entrepreneurs that maybe still have some regular source of income. They could be salaried. So if you qualify for that personal loan, that is fine. However, you need to have a clear business strategy. You need to also have a clear comprehension of the business risk and the internal and external available mitigants that you're going to implement for you to assuage the risk. In short, the motive, the intent, and the direction of pursuing this avenue of business financing must be very clear from start. And no, in the sense that it may sometimes sort of compromise the separateness between the business promoter and the business itself. And this is where most of the SMEs get themselves entangled, because at most times you find, because they've provided financing to the business through their personal loan, they feel the need to over-incentivize themselves by constantly dipping into the business treasury to be able to meet their personal needs. Why? Because they feel that the business owes them. Also, the opposite is true. You could have a situation where this business owner, they keep on dipping into their personal pockets to be able to finance the business. And some of them, they do not even document some of these, the contributions that they make to the business. And this becomes a challenge, for example, if you have to sell off the business, or if you need additional capital, you've got a new shareholder that wants to come in, because you're going to disadvantage yourself of that personal contribution that you made to the business, especially that most SMEs will not even have this documented.
Okay, we've come to the end of today's program. And the main insights from today's discussion for Arnold are, if you have no clear financial records but still want to get a loan, you need to understand what kind of facility you want to get, because there are different products that can be tailor-made for your specific requirement. And also, you need to be able to demonstrate to the bank your capacity to repay the loan. And Mr. Hezron is actually encouraging you to get financial knowledge and start understanding all these financial aspects. If, dear listener, if you found us midway, don't despair. You can download this podcast from our website. That's www.insidepartnersafrica.com. And also take note of tomorrow's episode, where I host Mr. Trevor Ambaye from the Development Finance Associates, and we discuss the investment opportunities available for SMEs and where you can pitch your business ideas. Have a fabulous day.
That was your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Dalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604, or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.